I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Leaders of the Nashville International Airport are looking to buy $8 million worth of land. That would be for an extended runway that would open Nashville to more international destinations. The Tennessean reports the airport has been acquiring land progressively over the last decade. The new land deals come as airport CEO Doug Krulin says he expects the federal government will sign off on getting an environmental assessment on September 1st. That process is expected to take 2 years, and actual construction of the extended runway would take an additional 6 years. The goal here is to get BNA to have a runway long enough for airlines to offer nonstop flights to countries in Asia. That's a key goal for state and local leaders who have courted continued investment from Japanese and South Korean companies. Flags will fly at half staff for the next week to honor the death of Dolly Parton, who passed away at the age of 80. President Donald Trump announced that flags would be lowered on Truth Social Tuesday, calling Parton, quote, one of the greatest country singers ever. A star like Dolly Parton becomes an icon because of her fans. And yesterday, with her passing, Parton gave them one more jolt of wide-ranging emotions. WPLN's Justin Barney spent the day hearing from fans at multiple memorial sites across Nashville so that you can hear straight from them in this audio postcard.
I remember being like 16 and my dad would have Hee-Haw on Saturday night and he'd scream, Vicky, come down, Dolly's singing with Porter. And I'd run downstairs and watch Dolly sing, you know, along with Tanya Tucker and all the old greats, you know. Life's too short. Right.
Dolly. That was the voice of Vicky Goff. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.